Welcome to the First Friday Briefing Podcast for November 2008. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, the Georgia Air National Guard, and the Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, a 48th Brigade soldier is awarded a well-deserved Purple Heart, the 116th Air Control Wing's Chief of Staff retires, and the Georgia State Defense Force welcomes a new commander. These stories and more coming up, but first, members of Augusta's 278th Military Police Battalion welcomed several new NCOs during a ceremony in Iraq. They also participated in the Iraq version of the Army 10-miler road race, which takes place in Washington, D.C. annually. At Fort Stewart, the National Guard Training Center has a new name. The old NGTC is now the Georgia Garrison Training Center. The new name more accurately reflects the role this facility has in housing and supporting soldiers as they deploy to fight the global war on terror. According to Guard officials, the new garrison structure is more responsive to the modern mission requirements of the 21st century. It also provides a unique role that can access eastern seaports and Hunter Army Airfield. Recently, a Grayson, Georgia Guardsman was awarded a Purple Heart for his selfless service in Iraq. Sergeant Travis Towler, a combat medic assigned to the 48th during its tour in Iraq in 2005, was awarded the honor for his quick thinking in saving his and two of his fellow soldiers' lives. Towler and his battle buddies were injured by shrapnel from four separate IEDs while on patrol. Not realizing he was wounded, Towler made sure his buddies were taken care of. Then, ordered by his commander to see to his own wounds, found himself being medevaced to an army hospital in Germany. Towler is now a member of the Guard's 121st Infantry and plans to go with the brigade during its next scheduled deployment. In other news, Colonel Jerry Bradford has been appointed by the governor as commander of the Georgia State Defense Force. He replaces General Mike McGuinn, who is retiring. Bradford is a 30-year Army veteran and has spent 6 years in the State Defense Force. Warner Robins, 116th Air Control Wing's Chief of Staff, is ending what she calls a rewarding career. Colonel Lois Stark retired October 30th after 30 years in the Air Force. Stark started her career as an enlisted airman and served in various roles throughout her career. Colonel Stark was the Air National Guard's first female colonel. And that's the First Friday Briefing Podcast for November 2008. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Public Affairs Office. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. Email us at doc, that's D-O-C, at ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm Amanda Kenny, and thanks for listening.